The rush of miners to the high desert was soon followed by entrepreneurs and craftsmen hoping to make a living by serving miners and the mining industry. Towns grew rapidly if they were located near mining and ranching districts or transportation routes. In towns like Silver City, Idaho, businessmen specialized in specific jobs that together filled the needs of the community and helped transform towns into important urban centers in the high desert. Continuing, you'll find yourself on the main street of Silver City, ready to tour the many businesses lining the street. The year is 1885, and about 2,500 people live here.
The grub at the stations is better than I was led to expect from those who, very likely for want of something sensible to say, disparage the meals. At this season of the year, eggs and milk are found on nearly every table, and often a very juicy venison or antelope steak. I will say without fear of truthful contradiction that, taken as a whole, the drivers and station keepers make every just exertion for the comfort of the passengers.
A passenger's comments to the Silver City newspaper on Wells Fargo stage travel, May 1866. To your left is the solid stone establishment of Wells Fargo & Company, the major shipping company in the West. This would have been the travel hub of town to travel or transport goods in areas without easy railroad access. Wells Fargo stagecoaches were the best alternative. Step inside the far door to read the proud advertisement behind the brass cashier's window, promoting the array of services provided by Wells Fargo. In the room to your left, goods are being readied for the next stagecoach. A strong box with gold, a mail bag, the driver's horsewhip, and the guard's sawed-off shotgun. The chalkboard describes the transportation network of stage, steamboat, and sailing ship for a journey from Silver City to New York in 1885. Return now to the street and view the upstairs spaces of the Wells Fargo building. To the right is the telegraph office, which connected the town with the outside world and people with family and friends back east. To the left is the shop of the town's most prosperous dressmaker. Mind the traffic and cross the street to the assay office of King Webb and Company. Assaying was a job that accompanied the growth of mining in the high desert. Hopeful prospectors and hard rock mining companies brought samples of ore to the assayer. He examined them to determine their value. Using a complex process that first evolved in the Middle Ages, ground-up samples were mixed with chemicals, heated in a furnace, and treated with acids. The gold or silver would separate, and the assayer determined the precious metal content. As the last part of his job, the assayer issued a certificate stating the value of gold and silver for each ton of ore. The assayer had to be a man of solid technical skills and sterling character. His assay results were often the basis for selling mining properties discovered by prospectors and mine owners. To the right of the assay office is the saddle shop. Saddle shops were essential to Western communities. This was an era where everyone, from the heavy freight wagon operators to the doctor and his buggy, relied on skilled harness makers. The workbench inside the saddle shop is cluttered with the saddler's unique tools, patterns, and materials. The rear wall is filled with collars and harness parts. On the left wall hang braided rawhide riatas and reins used by high desert buckaroos, the region's cowboys. Peer through the gate to the right of the saddle shop, to the entry of Mona's Bordello in a side alley. Most high desert communities had a thriving red light district to cater to the predominantly single male population of the region. Establishments in this part of town ranged from elegant parlor houses to grim streetside cribs that offered cards and liquor. Heading out of Silver City, at the far end of the street, is Hiloy's Mercantile. The Chinese came to the high desert as laborers during the mining boom and to construct the railroads in the 1860s. Stores like Hiloy's catered to these Chinese immigrants, who clung to the way of life they had left behind. Step into the store and see all the merchandise that helped these laborers maintain a way of life while half a world away from China. Beyond the counter are shelves of brown ceramic containers imported from China with various condiments, soy sauce, and rice whiskey. Medicines, chinaware, packages of tea, and fireworks fill the lower shelves. To the right is a traditional heating and cook stove with a wok, stir-fry tools, and vegetable steamer. Leaving Hiloy's concludes your visit to Silver City. Note the panel and artifact case as we introduce you to the Buckaroos, the distinctive cowboys of the high desert.